Okay. Well, second hour. And it's May 7th. And whatever. Hey, so Caesar, what do you think of all the immigrants and what Trump's not doing or is doing to do it? Is he going to be able to get this done? Am I too hard on him? Maybe so, maybe not. What do you think?
I think that Trump's being is compromised. I heard George, what's his name? George, this guy, how's his name? That he's really good. Got his last name, George Webb. He said that Trump's team, okay, Trump's team is compromised. They have a video of him in 93 with pedophilia. This is as per George Webb.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt
that. And I don't know why you don't have, I don't know why you don't get George Webb on your program. He has got the stuff that no one else has, that no one else covers. I mean, he's got it down to a science.
Okay. George Webb. Where do I find George Webb?
You can just go on the web and type him in, and you'll see he's got his sites with everything. He's got his sites. He's got the YouTube channel with everything going on with the A1s, with the Hillary, and the whole thing with the computers and the Blackberries. He covers it from day one to day 168, where he goes and he knocks on the doors with the camera, everything. I mean, he is really, really... Have you ever heard of George Webb?
It doesn't ring a bell, but now that I'm doing a little search, I guess he's quite out there. I'll take a look, but hey, on your other front, the person we were talking about is billionaire Robert Mercer, right?
And correct.
Mercer and
correct.
His daughter. Yeah, I guess
Robert
he's
Mercer.
In trouble. He's in trouble right now. Trouble with the IRS. They want $7 billion. Think that's gonna happen? Yeah, maybe. $7 billion is probably not much, you know, for these folks.
Listen, what is your take on Trumpstein? You like the name I gave him, Trumpstein? All he's got to do is put the yarmulke on, that's all.
He might be doing that pretty soon, because I hear he's taking a trip over to Israel, and he might have a yarmulke on at the Wailing Wall there here very shortly.
Yeah, that's
wow.
True.
How could these people have such control over our country? You know about the Levant affair, correct? Operation Zuzana?
That don't ring a bell to me, Alan.
That's okay, the USS Liberty, does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about 9/11? Does that ring a bell to you, the dancing Israelis? Where it was Ashcroft who signed the bill, was Chertoff said to let them off? I mean, we know who did it. We know who did it. Okay, and it's not what they're saying. The American sheep know who did it. It's not a secret. It's just that the mainstream media doesn't do their job. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, remember that communism is basically the dethroning of God, and they're trying to dethrone America. I mean, we've basically been overthrown, I mean, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah. So, again, I'll ask you the same question. So what's the point, Caesar? What do we do? I know I talk about Texas independence because, you know, when the whole thing starts fracturing, maybe we stand a chance. But do we? Is it all futile? Why don't we do what the other sheep are doing and get ourselves a job in the administratum? I'll go work for the tax assessor or something like that, right? You know, get behind them? Because I don't like that idea. I can't actually do that.
The thing is that I think that this is going to get worse than what it already is. And I don't know what's going to happen when the breaking point comes, if there's going to be riots. It's you can already see it. Listen, this year, I'm here in New York. Okay, Sears has been around for over 200 years, and so has Macy's. They're going out of business by the end of the year. There's no more Sears in New York. They shut down the King's Plaza, and they're shutting down the Queens Boulevard. Lakesville has already been sold the property there. There's going to be no more Sears. It's going to be gone. So is Macy's, and so is Penny's. There's going to be no retail left. I mean, this is more job loss.
Everything's going to the Internet. You know, it's because of all the Internet sales, the Amazon and everything else, that people don't have to leave their house to buy their little baubles and everything that they need. So, yeah, it's... And what was it? I heard communism is just socialism in a hurry. I believe I heard someone say, it's a crazy world, Caesar. I also believe that things are going to have to get much worse for most people. It's going to, like I said, like for my brother and sister-in-law, it takes a major kick in the ass for some people to snap out of what's really going on and accept that, it's not the little fairy tale that we're told that we're living in. You know, people have to become aware that, you know, I'm glad I don't have children now, you know, a child nowadays, because, my God, you know, what can you do? You know, you can't not send them to school, because then they come and they take a kid from you, you know, and they stuff them full of vaccines. I mean, what can you do? I can't believe that so many people have all these autistic children and everything, and they just accept the whatever's told to them, you know, that this is what caused it, or it's just something natural. It's just going on. It's just a part of today's world. You just have to accept it. And I can't see that people with all these children that are autistic, I cannot see that parents are putting up with this crap.
Well, what happens is, if the child's body is acidic, when they vaccinate him, he'll get the autism. But if the child, his body is alkalized, he'll have resistance against the autism from the vaccine. It's the dimerosal, the mercury, the aluminum, all the stuff that's inside that vaccine. That's what's causing these children to have these health issues. And
everything in our system. It's everything in our system too, Caesar. It's the aspartame. It's all the stuff that's in the food, what they call food that they give us. You know, everything. All this stuff reduces your immune system. It breaks your body down to a certain point to where you can't resist, you know, an invasion of some foreign substance into your system. Am I not right, Doc? I mean, you know, it's all this stuff. It's a cumulative effect. That's why, you know, everyone's blood chemistry is a little bit different. Some people, you know, some of the kids become autistic, you know, just screaming, you know, masses of flesh, you know, shortly after the vaccines. Some of them are just slightly affected by it. You know, that's where this ADD and ADHD, which I know the guy who invented that, you know, said that we invented those, you know, just so they could make money. You know, those diagnoses. But all it is a lower form of autism.
Well, you're right, Alan. And, Caesar, we're healthiest when we're more acidic. The stomach has to have a 2.0 or below pH just to absorb the nutrients like calcium. But what happens is these newborn babies are just barely starting up their systems. And they get hit with as much as 40 vaccines before mom takes them home, and it's kind of like what the Indians did to Custer. They just don't have a chance. They can't defend against the onslaught of all these vaccines, and some of the children's systems are so weak that they just immediately, we see this autism. Many have problems the rest of their life, and some don't show up until they're an adult, just from the slow progression of damaging your immune system as you grow.
And then you have the chemtrails, right?
Exactly.
The chemtrails also.
Well, that was a terrible tasting icing on a very bad cake.
Without exploring the actual cause of autism, instead of saying it's just unknown, you know, and then they factor out all the things that could do it, right? They say, well, that can't do it, and, well, that's not real. I mean, science is actually working against us as a society.
Technocracy.
Well, mostly
we've been trained to trust the people in the white coats. It's been ingrained in us that, you know, if you're wearing a white coat, you're a trusted person. You can do no wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll take a look at Robert Mercer, and we'll also, I've got a search out there for George Webb. We'll see what we can come up with him. He sounds like an interesting character.
I think you're going to like George Webb. He is very detailed and to the point, and he has it down to a science. Maybe you should get him on your show. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. I heard him on the Jeff Wren show, and he is like, unbelievable. I went to his website. I researched. I mean, he stuff that he talks about, you don't hear anywhere.
Alan, have you heard George Webb?
I might have heard it. That might have been one of Rince's shows that I missed. I'm not sure.
We'll take a look at that, man. Meanwhile, I guess what they tell Caesar is, let my people go. No, I know you're not that Caesar, right? Or
no,
is that somebody else?
You know, listen, I hope for the best for this country, but the way I've never seen this country in 68 years in the spot that it's in, there's no jobs, the homelessness, people are losing their homes, their cars. I've never seen this, and the immigrants are coming in, and they're getting all this money. They've got the med. They have it all. They have it all. And we that are born in this country that are true Americans, we have nothing.
Yeah. And everybody's focused the wrong direction, Caesar. I get that, and I see that, and it makes me very sad when generations are really just looking at comfort and being supported instead of trying to build their own way. But then, you know, how do you get your another question itself. How do you grow up in this society and think that you're actually going to get somewhere when you're following the dotted line and it leads you through school and you get out of school and you're in debt and you have no chance of anything? And they'll tell you that. You're going to live with your parents, right? And hopefully they're going to die and give you a house. Because otherwise they're going to have a reverse mortgage and they're just going to suck that up in their last days and leave you out on the, street? You know, I guess I can see where a lot of that apathy comes from, Caesar.
Right.
Ah!
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's tough. And they're not listening to us. We don't care. We don't matter, right? We're whatever, you know.
We're in a big mess.
Yeah, we've looked at the whole situation from a 5,000, and then they go, well, you haven't looked at the whole situation because Trump's doing this, right? He's attacking Russia because everybody was attacking him with his ties to Russia, so he's just doing a little bit of a fake with that, right? He's really going to back off on attacking these things, but he has to do it slowly because he doesn't want the military-industrial complex to crash. Because the whole U.S. will come apart. So it's okay that we continue to bomb all these people or do all this negative stuff. And we've got to, you know, trade this or that or the Ronnie Reagan rule, right? 80-20. You know, I got 80% of what I want and then 20%, whatever. Right? But then that math does not work. Right? That's just a bunch of fallacy that they throw our way. And it's psychotic. And as far as the French go, the dang guys, they throw off their government, but they keep going back into this stuff, right? It's like, whoa, guys, you don't get it. Maybe we don't get it. Maybe you get it, Caesar, maybe I get it, or Doc, or a lot of the listeners here at RBN get it. But it's hard to get that message out there in the midst of the corporate media. It's a bitch. I think that's why we actually do shows like this. I think that's part of the reason why RBN exists as a whole, is so we can at least communicate a little bit across. And haven't you seen a upsurge, Caesar, in people's awareness to a certain extent? Or is that just a fiction in my head?
Well, the people are waking up slowly and, you know, they're starting to, you know, see the picture. I mean, you got to be blind not to be able to see what's going on. I mean, it's right in front of your face. I've never seen anything like this in this country. Never. I mean, I don't even have words to say it. I listen to you guys. I like your show. It's an excellent show. And we do nothing but talk about it. And every day it gets worse. And I say to myself, what's the solution? I mean, what's this all going to come down to? Because we can't continue on this path. I mean, look, they talk about North Korea every day and they beat drums of war. That man has never attacked us. They haven't been in war for over 60 years with anyone. They haven't done anything with us. Maybe it might affect, you know, his heroin drug dealing with the CIA's heroin drug dealing. I don't know. But they haven't attacked us. Syria didn't attack us. Iraq didn't attack us. Afghanistan didn't attack us. We've gone to war with all of this. And if you go back to PNAC, okay, you could see what this paradigm is, what these underlying principles are, why this perpetual war. And, you know, I mean, it is perpetual war. It's a receipt for perpetual war. It's never ending. It continues. It's nonstop. And we're bombing these people. And these people have not, they haven't attacked us. They haven't invaded us. They haven't done anything to us. And we're going to war with them for no reason whatsoever. So what does that make us? And remember, it's not you and I. It's the barbarians which are inside the gates that have hijacked this republic, because this republic has been taken over by these. Just look at the names. All you got to do is look at the names, okay? And you'll see who these people are that are in control of this government.
And which countries are we attacking? So let me see. It's the countries that don't have a central banking system. Okay. If I believe I'm right, right? Yeah. I mean, we understand who's at the top. It's just, how do you get to those people? Because there are so many levels of protection. No, that they're at the top, and they've got all the money to fund all the lackeys, all the low-level bureaucrats that are below them. You know, that bring in the rules and enforce the codes, the regulations, the ordinances, the statutes. No, it's these people that are our real enemy, the ones who have knuckled under for the almighty dollar. You know, in their little positions of power. It's how do you get rid of that in people? You know, at one point, you know, we had the American dream. You know. We had the American spirit. You know, it was live and let live. Do as you want to. You know, if you have a mind, you can create things. You can, you know, patent them. You can sell it to people. You know, something to make life a little bit easier, make a job easier, something. You know, some little invention. That's everything's been taken away from us. You know, we tried that. You know, I know a couple of people that tried it, and then actually it happened to me. You know, I was working with a guy, and I said, you know, we came up with something. I said, wouldn't it be handy if you had something you could just slip on here, and it would make this job a lot easier? And he did a patent search on it. And you'd never seen this in a hardware store before. And like 2 months later, John comes through and he says, "Hey, guess what I found on the end cap in the hardware store?" And he pulls this thing out, and it's exactly what I was, you know, describing to him and what he'd done a patent search on. So they've got control of even being able to make money with your mind. You know, you used to be able to, you know, patent it, make some money off of it, and you know, hopefully you were giving something that was, you know, creating something that was a little bit of use for, you know, your fellow man around you. But that's all been taken away from us. So it's, you know, how do you survive except for becoming one of these cut sack low level bureaucrats? I mean, how else do you do it in a system like ours?
Well, you only survive till you can, and that's the next stage. And we're in the stage of surviving, is what I think. And then the shoe's going to fall, it's going to hit the ground, and then where are you going to be? And that's the big question. You know, you're in the city, you're at the mercy of what? The masses, the mobs. You're in the country, well, you're in the mercy of your neighbors, right? Hopefully you're prepared to some extent. You know, there's all sorts of degrees in there. You know, that's where we're heading, really. You know,
they're trying to homogenize and throw us all in a blender. And make us, you know, take the blacks and the browns and the yellows and the reds and everything and throw us into a blender and spin it all around. We're supposed to all come out to be this just one homogenous, you know, people that they can control, you know, worldwide.
I'm not sure that they even want to do that in the end. I think they're just using that particularly to get everybody fighting against each other. And when it comes down to full and complete control, they'll just keep everybody separate and say, "Hey, those guys are in." Hey, though, because it's always about having somebody for you to flail against, so you don't flail against them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, people are people. People are good to a certain extent, and some of them are bad, and they've been taught bad or figured out bad ways. But what it comes down to is we're in this thing. Hey, Caesar, thanks for your call, man. Really appreciate you out there.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
On and on it goes. It's heaven and hell. I don't know. That was not Black Sabbath. That was Mike Church group, you know. They're a local Fredericksburg band, and I use their music for bumpers. But it's a tough question, you know. What do we do, right? You know, our proverbial thought is, you know, we're all living in a, what the heck is that word I'm looking for, Alan? It's not a cesspit. I don't know. Maybe this world.
That does give me a little hope is you know, the callers that that call into RBN and you know, various other networks, guys like Caesar and Mike in Kentucky. I've heard Mike in Kentucky call into a few shows yesterday or the day before, and you know, talking about, you know, I wish I had been awake as long as he has. You know, he was doing research before the internet was here, going down and actually looking in libraries and looking up, you know, these government, you know, these papers and these books and everything. And he was talking about how, you know, it's surprising how many of these books have disappeared from, you know, the libraries and everything, because they support a whole different idea than what they want to present to us. You know, what gives me hope is that there are guys like this out there that I know are working as much as we are, you know, talking to the people around them, trying to get people to snap awake. You know, I just wish there was a whole lot more of us, you know, that doing this stuff, because that might create a change, at least in a small part of this country. You know, maybe we could break away and have some type of semblance of a life that everyone, you know, listening wants to lead. I hope everyone that's listening, except for the ones who are paid to listen, would like to lead.
You know, there there are certain times where everybody gets brainwashed or not brainwashed. And I remember for me, it was kind of the Ed and Elaine Brown issue, mm-hmm. followed by the, you know, Ron Paul revolution. And it was kind of like going, whoa, man, you haven't seen the world at all. And I just went, whoa. Because once you figured out that the Federal Reserve is not really federal and there ain't no reserve, and it was all a Ponzi scheme in the beginning and still is, and it's just getting played out, you realize there's a crash coming up and they're planning on the crash. And, you know, but then that brought a lot of people to, and I want to say the movement, but I don't know that there is a movement, but an understanding, maybe that's the right word. And so we're increasing our numbers, one, two, but we have these events that happen that just spring it forward. Well, right now we're not nearing any of those events, and maybe those events will come up when we go to our next war and we start a draft or something like that. We do have Kathy in Massachusetts, so let's take a look and see what Kathy has to say. Greetings, Kathy.
Hi. Well, I had to call in. I called in twice, and it rang incessantly because I'm sure the board up is busy with, you know, many tasks there, not complaining. But I went ahead and went back to work because I'm washing my laundry in the bathtub, which I've done for about 4 years now, because at poverty wages and unaffordable benefits, you can't afford to go to a public laundromat. And then when you go there and you see what's going on and what's going in those washers, I mean, I've seen people with fecal contamination dripping off the bottom of their pants like 3 or 4 times in public laundromat areas. You know, the drunks, the degenerates. And part of the equation no one's looking at is when you're, I have a college degree, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I've never paid a cable bill in my life. I have a great credit score. I pay bills on time every time my entire life. And I'm about to go to church, so I can't talk too long. Okay, I've played by the rules as good as well as anyone, but I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I was priced out of the market when I was 18 years old, and I was going to get dumped off my parents' insurance, okay? Part of why I'm married right out of high school. Just figured that out a few years ago. It wasn't because I thought I was going to die so young as it was that my parents couldn't afford to cash pay these twits. That can't be part of the republic that you guys want to restore, is to have these insurance boys literally passively euthanizing us by malignant neglect. That cannot be part of the republic. Well, I thank God I'm not in Texas right now because I have a dental crisis, and they're pulling teeth in garages. I'm talking people that work full-time, okay, with college degrees. They have no access to dental or oral surgery unless you cash pay. So I wish you would stop calling people snowflakes, because I get that snowflake look at times from people, right? And I still can present uppity white, and I get that snowflake look. I mean, most of you people wouldn't last 10 days in my world, all right? You wouldn't last 10 days in here. You wouldn't. You wouldn't. You'd probably all go take your psych meds or jump off your bridge or something, and I'm still pushing through, and all I'm trying to do is say, be careful, because...
Hey, if you want to hang on there, we got a break. If you have time, come on to the back next segment, and we can finish this off. Kathy, out of Massachusetts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Public of Texas Radio. Hey, we got Kathy on the line, and you know, she's running off to church, but she has a bunch to say, so I'm going to hand the mic right back to you, Kathy. Sorry about the break.
I mean, it's all right. It's just, the point is this, and I've also been, let's go up the food chain. I don't want to hear this term snowflake anymore. Come live down here, $8 an hour, can't afford to eat. You're working full-time and you're hungry. And your boss goes off, goes and buys a Porsche, and swaggers around all arrogant like this, uppity. And I'm sorry, it's always my people. I don't know Renee from North Carolina, but I always resonate with what she says, okay? It's always my people. And who has saved my diabetic behind? Jewish people, every time. I'm serious. I've got some good Jewish people around me, and I can't slander them as a religion. I mean, you know, it's like they have always stepped up, and it's the uppity white Protestants that I always get that look from. You hear me? The judgmental, oh, you people eating organic? This kind of stuff is over lesser than. I've never been abused like that by a Jewish person, not one time, ever. They always are compassionate.
You have to understand, Kathy, that it's when we talk about the Jewish people, it's the Zionist. It's the Zionist mentality is what we're fighting against. You know, I know there are good Jewish people.
People flip-flop and interchange the words. What I'm saying is go look in the mirror. Uppity whites need to go look in the mirror. Shut up. Go look in the mirror and pray. Get on their face before God and repent, because they need to go up the food chain. If they're going to give pushback, stop picking on the people earning $8 an hour. Stop it. Repent. Get up and go walk the other direction. If you want to push back, don't do it against us.
That's great advice. You know, I get it. I hear your point about taking offense to being, you know, associating with a snowflake, and I don't think you're a snowflake. Not at all.
I am not. That's everyone out there, if you're not...
Hold on. Sure. I'm saying I don't think you're a snowflake, and that's the problem with words like sheeple and sheep and things like that. Some people they don't understand your context, and we need to communicate correctly. But, you know, Kathy, one thing I'd say to you is I have washed clothing by hand, and I've lived off the grid, and I've raised my own food organically, and I've eaten only what I've produced. So I know how hard it is to wash jeans as opposed to a t-shirt, and to do it in the various stages of washboard, or maybe you don't even have a washboard. But, you know, I've pulled water from a lake and camped, or brought it all the way to my, you know, campsite. And then I'd go into town, and then I'd try to find organic stuff. And yeah, they looked through the first time that I moved to Fredericksburg, I tried to find organic feed. And the guy over at the feed store said, "What?" And they looked at me as a snowflake. But I kind of looked at like a hippie. But I feel where you're
I don't want to compare, but I've done this as a type 1 diabetic. I can't walk like that. I broke my foot working full-time, standing on a cement floor in a pharmacy where I couldn't find any of these people. I couldn't get in mat. I called Vogue Rehab. My foot is high arch. I literally stretch fractured a foot, standing up working, typing all day long. And I literally worked with it broken for a year and a half, taping it like a marathon runner. And when I get called a snowflake, it's every time by some uppity, ignorant white person. I'm a type 1 diabetic since age 2. I shouldn't even be alive, okay? And I'm obviously not dead yet, okay? And it's always by that group. So I thank God for the good Jewish people that I know, and I thank God that I'm able to try to be the salt of the earth here and try to get people to basically go look in the mirror. Also, if you're not flossing and using interdental brushes and doing all of your water taking, please do it, because I really have a dental crisis right now. Mine is exacerbated by the type 1 diabetes, but I'm a little bit like the dental evangelist right now, because I've even got people with money now telling me they can't afford their dental work. So everybody do your due diligence, because you don't want to have any problems with dental right now. It is exorbitantly expensive, even for people with insurance. All right, and I'm going to go to church. My pastor's going to be here any second to pick
me
up.
Thanks for your call, man. I really appreciate it. Hey, Doc, what are you thinking over there? I hear what you're talking about.
Well, she mentioned about the college degree and only making $8 an hour. And one of my experiences has been, because I have many, many technical electrical schools under my belt, some degrees, some certifications, some not. And I also have the college version and the medical school stuff. And my experience has been that we have made college into something of a business and convinced people that without a college degree, you're nothing and you can't make it in this world. And we've actually taken away the ability to make it, because the better schools are the technical schools. Learning to be an electrician or a plumber or heating and air conditioning or computers or whatever your interest, those degrees in the technical schools are much better, and those people are not usually stuck making $8 an hour with an expensive college degree. People have been lied to terribly. And, Kathy, I would love the opportunity to help you as a doctor. If you would like any of my assistance, I would be glad to be there for you, so you can call. And, you know, I hate to hear when somebody's struggling and you've probably used more of the pharmaceutical system and they haven't helped a lot, and I would be glad to help if you're interested.
And this is the frustration that a lot of people in this country feel. You know, I've lived from week to week where I didn't know if I was going to have an apartment behind me or not. You know, it was waiting for that paycheck or the tips to come in, you know, working as a waiter or a bartender. I've not lived, you know, some big fancy, you know, gifted life. I do have an opportunity now. There's no way in hell I'd be able to afford the property I'm living on right now if I had inherited it from my relatives who came here from Germany and, you know, worked the land when there was still the opportunity to, you know, do something for yourself and make something of yourself if you worked hard enough. That pretty much is gone in today's society, unless you become, you know, you knuckle under the system and you become one of these, you know, bureaucrat types. we're not trying to get in a pissing match with anyone. You know, if people out there, those of you listening to this station, have got to understand, you know, we say words, we say snowflake, and it's a generalized term. It does not mean everyone of that age group. We know that there are good people out there who know what's going on, who are struggling, and that's what we're all trying to change. She sounds like she's trying to lead a good moral life, you know, and not knuckle under, not becoming one of these evil bastards, you know, that are ruling over us. You know, those are the ones, that's how you make money in this system nowadays most of the time. Every now and then you get lucky and you can make something of yourself on your own, but most of the time it's through some type of bureaucratic, some subsidy or something else from the government that gets people ahead, and that's what we're trying to change. That's what we don't like. That's why we're talking about all this crap.
You know, it's interesting, Alan. You know, she has that fire in the belly that's good for you or can hurt you, right? You know, if you don't got an outlet or a way to get it out, then it can hurt you, the internalized stuff. And I don't know what her life is, you know, going day by day, but I remember mine. And I think that a lot of these people, like Kathy, like all the guys over there in the chat room, you know, well, they understand what it means to take care of yourself. You know, as we're sitting there talking about doing laundry on your own, man. You know, how many out there, raise your hand, have you ever done your own laundry? Well, the direction that we're going in as society is going to force that. You know, maybe not this year, but maybe this year. You know, everything's going to sit there and shudder. And that's when the food's not running and the people like Kathy will have a little bit easier time dealing with it. But the problems being, and you talked a little bit, Kathy talked a little bit about the Republic of Texas and restoring Texas independence. Now, we always have this discussion about Texas independence. What is it going to look like? Do we want to model it as a, well, corporate United States of America with insurance companies and, you know, dentists being tightly regulated and this and that? And I kind of like the idea of having a dentist working out of his garage, because the last time I went to a dentist, they wanted $600 for two fillings. And I know a concrete guy that will lay me a huge slab of concrete. And all we're talking about is drilling a couple cavities and, you know, filling them in with some stuff. And I guess that's important stuff. But we've got to get past that and past all this corporate medicine and the stuff that doesn't work. And no, I don't want that for Texas. I do not want a corporate, you know, buy-in for insurance or anything like that. I want doctors to practice and, well, practice, no, heal people. You know, let's start healing people. And you know what? They'll do better the more people they heal. You know, I told you guys that story of this chick over at the auction barn last year that was doing Reiki on goats and sheep. And, well, she became popular. Now she's a staple here at the auction barn. When it comes time for showtime, she comes down and there's a line longer than, well, it's huge. And it ain't only sheep and goats that show up over there. Now, here are these people that will look at you and go crazy about, you know, processed food, yet they're going to do Reiki on their animals. And they'll even bring themselves or their kids to, well, get some treatment, you know, for the things that the doctors can't fix, you know, because it's true. And she treats stuff with Reiki as well as minerals. So there's something to her practice. Now, she's different than the way doc practices, you know, not practices, treats people. God, I mean, he's saying practice all the time. You know what I'm talking about there, Doc, but hold on. Now we're backed up on phone calls. We got a few minutes to get through them. Evelyn in Maine, are you there? What's going on?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I thought I had like two people before me. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Well, okay. Greetings.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I wanted to just follow up a little bit about Kathy. And in a lot of ways, I agree with her, you know, from the standpoint she's taking that from. Like, one point about the laundry thing, she's doing laundry because she's living in like, where she does laundry, there's a lot of filth and drug addicts, and she's concerned about, you know, what's being left behind in the washing machines. And if you have to live in it, is what she's saying, the way she has to live in it day by day, it's good that you did that off-the-grid thing and all that other stuff. I don't think she was taking it from there. I'm kind of standing up for her because I live in a opiate-infested kind of... Uh-huh. Hello?
Oh, it's okay.
I live in an opiate-infested area. And all this that's going on around us, at any point where you are, Mrs. Steve, you do computers and you reach a certain population and you hear, and then the doctor, everybody's in different places, but where this whole psych war thing is taking us, it's causing us to fight each other, and we all have so much stress, and this stuff is coming at us from everywhere. When you live in this kind of environment day by day, when she said, I don't think any of you could take it, it's really hard, you know what I mean? And I can tell you from a girl who grew up in New York City from the very beginning to a drug addict in a mental state ward, and I was from day one a ward of the state. So I think I've suffered with some mild kind of autism, struggling to kind of make my way. I never wanted to be a victim. But from New York City, Brooklyn, I have family in New York, in Manhattan. I know New York City pretty well. I live in Maine for a whole lot of other reasons, but I finally got out of there. But the opiate addiction here and the drug addiction in New York City is right out in New York City. You see it wherever you go. Here, people dress nice and they look different. But it's really, really bad. You find
it's
out in the worst
sad.
Kind of way.
It's very sad, you know. And I don't feel, you know, I wasn't offended by what she was saying, right? I might want to counter and continue a dialogue, right? But the cities aren't a good thing. And the opioids, you know, I wish we weren't sitting there bolstering Afghanistan and importing them dang things. And, you know, heroin use, or I don't know if they're making other stuff besides heroin with that. But yeah, it's tough, you know, but there's nothing, you know, I don't have a problem with Kathy. I think that, you know, whatever she's doing, I do deal with I am not into traditional medicine, right? I think a naturopath can handle a lot of things and nutrition is very key. I don't know Kathy from anybody else, but, you know, it was probably like she feels. I don't like being lumped into a certain box when I can understand laundry day.
Right, so I think we all have to be careful. We have to be kind to each other and understand this fight. When she's talking about this is not the republic that, you know, was left us, and we're just not okay with this. I read recently, I don't know if anybody else has seen this
real
piece
quick,
about the Aldrich.
Real quick, because we've got two other guys I got to get to.
We have the Aldrich plan. Look into it. It's called U.S. Money versus Corporate Currency by Alfred Owen Crozier, and it was a 1912 piece, and they planned this Aldrich plan to make sure to take over our republic. It is in the first few paragraphs, you're going to see it. Their plan is, and it's 400 and something pages. It's a free download. And I think we just need to understand the wars, we're not fighting each other. They're causing all of this. So we have to be more careful. And
I appreciate it, Evelyn. I'm going to have to go on to Fred, but please call back again. You know, we seem to get that kind of push sometimes at the end of the show. Thanks for the call. Hey, let's jump over to Fred in Michigan real quick. Fred, are you there?
I am. Fellas, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm going to have to rise and shine earlier Sunday mornings. what you've been discussing here, particularly with Evelyn and was it Kathy? About her type one diabetes, and then all things geopolitical and geomonetary. This is what I have heard described by a couple stellar RBN scholar broadcasters, Clint Richardson, and Lark in Texas, and Lark still has a subject matter search called communitarianism : first things first. You just go into a web search, communitarianism : first things first. And then, of course, he does have Lark on communitarianism. Clint Richardson does have a blog spot, Reality Blogger with one G, realityblogger.wordpress.com, realityblogger1g.wordpress.com. He also, I think, originated with a site called The Corporation Nation, thecorporationnation.com. Now, what Clint Richardson, above everyone else, has proved is that all of the administrative state agencies, since I think Francis Lieber's code, General Orders 100, when America was put under martial law rule.
Hey, Fred, we're out of time. You know, I've got Jerry out in Chicago. I want to get him in. Join us next week, man. Let's flesh this out some more. I'm familiar with Clint Richardson and Lark. So let's bump that to next week, and we'll go down that rabbit trail. Hang on. Here's the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Let's cut the music short real quick and move along. Hey, go over to republicoftexas.chattango.com. Fred out in Michigan was talking about a couple links you should look into, and Murr Bailey threw them up there. It's realityblogger.wordpress.com and larkinstexas.blogspot.com and a bunch of other stuff. Jerry in Chicago, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I should have called in earlier, but going back to what Kathy was saying, you know, we shouldn't put labels on people. If we're going to stand together and fight this bureaucracy, this corrupt bureaucracy, this unvoted in, unconstitutional, criminal republic, as they call it, or corporation, we got to quit putting labels on people. They have played this game of divide and conquer for so long, and we are getting suckered in. Whether you're white or black or Asian or you're religious or non-religious or atheist, it doesn't matter. We're all one people, and we're all getting the shaft.
Yeah.
So, and one other thing, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead.
How about decent moral people? How about that for a moniker? That's what I want to live around, decent moral people. I want to be able to like one of our callers said, you know, you just want to be able to leave the keys in your truck and your house unlocked, you know, not have to worry about, you know, all your stuff being stolen when you come back. I would like to live in a society like that again, like it used to be, you know, whether you want to call it Andy Griffith, you know, Mayberry, whatever, you know, that's what I want to live in. That's what I'm striving towards.
Well, that's a perfect thing to go for, you know. And one other thing, too, is if you could drop a dime about maybe donating to Republic. I dropped $300 to them yesterday. Oh, I haven't heard that yet either.
Yeah, we do need to bring that up because I donate quite often. It's an important part of my life.
Republic Broadcast.
Well, with that, gentlemen, you have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call. Yeah, I thought about that snowflake term, you know, and I really thought about it more when we were using the word sheeple or sheep, and it's really a deprecating one. I'm going to think about that more in the coming week. I guarantee you, Kathy, it's important. She's probably not listening. She's went to church. We got a couple more minutes, so let's talk about Republic Broadcasting and how it needs your support. We're doing some kind of a pledge drive this month, and we're trying to get some money built up. You know, it's hopefully it's going to get Republic Broadcasting the equipment they need, you know, and a little bit of breathing room for John. He's had a hard time the last couple of years, and it's just like pretty stressful on him from what I understand whenever I hear from him. And man, I don't have that phone number here in front of me. If anybody's got it, maybe they could.
800-724-2719.
Okay, can you repeat that for me real quick?
1-800-724-2719 is the call-in line to make a donation. And if y'all you know, like hearing us every Sunday morning, you know, there's other things that all of us would rather be doing. You know, we'd rather be out living in a moral, decent society and just enjoying life. But, you know, we're stuck here, you know, doing this every Sunday morning, you know, talking to the rest of the country out there and the rest of the world. You know, we not that we don't enjoy talking with y'all, but we'd rather enjoy talking with y'all for different reasons, for one thing. I know that.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. Support Republic Broadcasting. It's important. And, well, tune in next week for whatever, Republic of Texas Radio. Love you guys.
That they had to give, made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.